Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages. Welcome to your late, yep, told you it would be Thursday edition of the BT and Do Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 19th of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. I think somewhere down in hell it's frozen over, at least a little bit. Nokia, yeah, they're going to return to mobile with Android phones this time. Yes, you did hear me correctly. The Nokia brand will return to the smartphone market. And why is this happening all of a sudden? Well, apparently Microsoft has announced it's offloading Nokia's old feature phone business to a Foxconn subsidiary and to some mysterious company called HMD. Don't know what that is. Human Medical Doctor. We don't know. Now, apparently, according to Nokia, HMD is acquiring the relevant rights to use the Nokia name on its smartphones and the tablets too. And that will be that way for the next 10 years. So yeah, I know, I can't believe it. You're actually going to see a phone out in the wild being able to purchase it that's actually going to say Nokia on it. But like I said, it'll be running Android, so it's not going to be the same old Nokia experience that we knew so long ago. Which, in this day and age, is probably a good thing. Hey, talking about Android, UK listeners, guess what? Android Pay is there. Yes, Android Pay has made its official debut in the UK as of yesterday. That means you can make contactless payments up to £30. That's around $43 for the conversion, if you wanted to know. Yep, that's it, £30, and then you're done for the day. It is a big milestone, however, though. It's the first time that the Google service has been available other than the United States, when it launched way back in September. So yeah, it's taken a while. Now, those of you that want to try out Android Pay in the UK, all you need to do is download the app from the Google Play Store, then add your credit or debit card. iPad owners, you about to take your device over there and upgrade to 9.3.2? Don't do it! No. Don't do it. No, walk away. Don't do it. Don't press yes, I accept. Don't do it. Why? You might just have a good old paperweight on your hands afterwards. Yes, apparently the iOS 9.3.2 update that Apple sent out is getting an error 56 on it. They're saying to a small number of iPad customers, although I'm hearing a lot more than just a small amount. These affected iPads won't start beyond their error, and then you gotta go over and connect it to iTunes and then have a lovely afternoon. Apple did acknowledge it, however, though, I know, amazingly, saying that we're looking into a small number of reports that some iPad units are receiving an error when updating to the new software. They went on to say that those that are unable to restore their device through iTunes should contact Apple support. Netflix users, sometimes sitting there watching a nice little movie and then all of a sudden it just goes completely crap quality on you. Yeah, we've all been there. And you're kind of thinking, well, geez, I've got 100 megabits or I've got 50 megabits. Why is this happening? Netflix feels your pain. That's why they've introduced Fast.com. What is Fast.com? Well, basically, it's a speed test to see what your ISP is actually giving you. Netflix is claiming that this actually shows you just how fast your internet connection really is. I've tried it over here on my side of the world here in the Philippines. You don't want to know. Yeah, I know. We have so many speed tests out there, including speedtest.net, probably the most famous one. But unlike theirs, Netflix's is actually ad-free with a streamlined design that's quick, fast, and easy to understand. Oh, so they're saying. I always went there and I was like waiting for something to pop up and say press here or do something. You just kind of just go there and then you just wait for it. And then it'll give you the result that you probably weren't hoping for. And finally, I was really in doubt if I was going to touch this story or not. But then I figured, it is tech, and we all know how the news show is, so I thought, why not? So this will be all directed to our women listeners out there. Hello. I don't know how many of you there are, but this one's for you. Please don't send any hate mail after this. You know when it's that time of the month for you, right? You know, things just, yeah, us men, we can't even understand what's going on down there. I don't think we really want to know. All the more you that have to go through it. But wouldn't it be nice to have a little gadget to tell you that says, hey, you might want to check on what's going on down there? Well, now there is one. It is the Bluetooth tampon. Oh boy. Your lady part can now be connected to your smartphone via Bluetooth. It's called the Flow. What else would it be called? Now, no, itself is not an actual tampon. You have to use your own, but you put that inside the thing, then you put it in the other thing, and then that thing tells you when the thing has got too much in the thing. Then you can empty out the thing. Get where I'm going here? Okay. If you're uncomfortable, I'm even more uncomfortable talking about this. If you want to search for it, you can just go online right now. Just search for for my dot flow, and then yeah, you can figure out how to connect your vagina. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, probably nobody is listening now, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. You can go on over to our website, too. All the hate mail can be sent through there. BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there, too. Mac Show, Big Show, News Show, Pocket Show, Gamer Show, House of Cards Show. So many shows, so little time, you got to get subscribed to them. That way you can get the full dose of the British Tech Network. Also, you can follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can hang out in our BTN Slack room. Yes, our geeky community is ready for you. That's at britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, of course, we'll be back for your Friday edition. Yeah. I'm excited, too. I can't wait for it either. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is going well for you. And thank you very much for listening.